Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time to play the game.
It may be the nighttime,
but the sports talk doesn't stop.
Sports talk radio that's live, local,
and not for the faint of heart.
Oh, you didn't know?
Sometimes angry.
Loud noises!
Telling it like it is.
You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
And pretty much always right.
Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
Text or call 404-741-0929 and be part of the show.
Well, we're waiting.
Live from the Kia Studios, it's time for the John Chuckery Show. Serving you up sports on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And welcome into Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Yes, it is time for the John Chuckery Show. Hanging out with you in the Kia Studios on this Tuesday evening. With you for the full three. We're asking you to download the Odyssey app. You're not in the car as much. You want to listen in. Put the Odyssey app on one of your devices today. Take your smartphone. Take your Alexa speakers. Take your tablet. Your transistor radio. Your Roomba. Your Game Boy, whatever your device is, just download it on something to be able to catch us when you're on the go. Social media is at 929TheGame on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. As always, best way to be a part of the show, follow us on our personal Twitter pages. At JMCH316 is your water cooler talking points 3 to 6 months in advance of anybody else that is out there. Producing the show, as always, on the other side of the glass with that fresh new do that he's got. Day-Day chopped his hair off. Got that fresh new do going at the D. Lewis for real. Day-Day's in the house. So, I mean, again, it's kind of strange seeing you like this. When's the last time you cut it off like this?
Ooh, it was well before COVID.
Wow.
I think I started letting it grow out in 2018, maybe.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So why? What made you decide all of a sudden chop all the hair off?
I mean, that was a long time. That was the longest I've ever had my hair that long. And yeah, just was looking for a new, fresh look.
To put, I mean, would you say you kind of had that Jimmy Butler kind of hair?
Yeah, it was kind of Jimmy Butler-ish. Yeah. Not quite as long.
Right. Not quite as long on top, but, but you know, longer. I mean,
yeah.
You know,
long on top, faded on the sides.
Right. Yep. That if you're trying to figure out what Day-Day's hair look like, it was Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
Now it looks like, I don't know, Bill Cosby? I mean, what?
It's just a fresh fade, fresh low fade, fresh skin fade, baby.
No, listen, I mean, high school football season starts and Day-Day's got all new haircuts and everything. So anyway, all right, man, we got a ton to get into. We don't even have time for everything in all due respect. You know, I don't really know how to say all of this, but yeah, I reached out to my friend, and I'm going to say, you know, Hugh Douglas and I are friends. We literally are the same age. I mean, we're, I don't know, a couple few months apart. We grew up 70 miles from one another. I have my dad's girlfriend and her son and daughter went to Mansfield High School as well. They're not as old as I am, but not as old as Hugh and I. I had an uncle that lives in Mansfield. So, I mean, again, I'm familiar with Mansfield, Ohio, and what Hugh Douglas was. And like I said, it's literally 70 miles apart from one of us, from one another. I knew Hugh Jr. I know he loved him with all of his heart and soul. You know, we would joke at times about, he would be like, I'm going to kill that boy. You know, and we would just laugh at you. And again, there were times when we were at the Wade Ford tailgate and, you know, little Hugh would, you know, his dad would be waiting there for him and like, man, when's he going to come? Like, Hugh, he's a college kid, man. He doesn't get up too early. I mean, so it's just devastating. You know, I know the love that Hugh has for all of his children. It's just, I don't know. I really don't know what to say. I mean, I have a very heavy heart. I think the world of Hugh, you know, he's like a brother of mine. I love Hugh. And I do. I love Hugh like a brother, man. I really do. I mean, he and I have, you know, I mean, again, let me put it like this, and I'm not saying this to be a jag off, but, you know, Hugh and I have spent more time together, you know, having some fun, going out for drinks and stuff like that than even John Freaky and him. I mean, so we've had that kind of relationship. So it just hurts my heart completely because I know what Hugh meant to him. I know what all of his kids mean to him, but Hugh Jr., you know, going to Morehouse and just being on campus and not too far away from here and just, I don't know. It's just a devastating tragedy and nobody should ever have to go through something like that, but it's just devastating because I know the relationship that he had with Hugh Jr. And it's just sickening feeling in my stomach. So, you know, Godspeed, you know, prayers and well wishes, none of that is enough. I mean, it's, you know, again, I'm going to reach out to Hugh. I texted him early this morning, just, you know, a little bit back and forth, you know, with him. I'll call him, you know, here, just let him settle down everything and just don't want, I'm sure he's inundated with, you know, messages and calls and different things like that. But you know, I love Hugh. I mean, I do. I mean, he's like a brother. I mean, Randy and Hugh are like brothers, you know, to me. Those guys especially are brothers of mine. I mean, you know, Randy and I are like family. I mean, you know, his kids and my kids interact and they do all the stuff together and just, you know, again, we have a great relationship, and I think of Hugh as like a brother of mine as well. So just with our close approximation from one another and growing up where we did and everything like that, you know, I don't know the words really to say it all. But love you, Hugh. Thinking about you. I'll be calling Hugh at some point here and just, you know, just tell him I'm here, you know? I mean, I don't know what else to say just other than, you know, I'm here for him. So prayers and well wishes, you know, to Hugh Douglas and his family. Devastating tragedy. All right, sports stuff. Well, the Braves whooped up on the Dodgers, took the first three games, and I don't know. The final game was almost like a throwaway game, right? I mean, it just felt like a throwaway game. It's like, okay, we did all the heavy lifting. Dodgers have no shot now to overtake the Braves. Go look at the Braves schedule coming up here. You know, St. Louis, they played on, it's a last place team. They played the Pirates. They stink. Seven of the last 10 games are against, do you know who seven of the last 10 are, Day-Day? Don't look it up. I know. 7 of the last 10. Who do you think they're against?
I want to say the Mets are in there, aren't they? No,
they play one team in 7 of the last 10 to end the season. Take a guess. You're in the right ballpark.
Nationals.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nationals.
Yeah, the dreadful Nationals.
I knew it was one of them.
They have 7 of the last 10 against them.
Yep.
So, again, this schedule, when you look at it, last place Cardinals, last place Nationals, almost last place, only because the Cardinals are in last place, you know, the Pirates are just a step above them. They have a lot of bad teams to play. And I'm going to be very curious to see how Snitker really handles this pitching rotation. Now, we got news that Michael Soroka is back up at the ball club and going to pitch tonight. So how long is this for? Like 10 days, a minute, a week? I mean, how long is this going to be? Because he should be up here. He should have been up here for the last 2 months fixing himself and getting things right. By the way, wasn't he just voted the pitcher of the month for Gwinnett in the league that Gwinnett is in? Didn't he just win some award for like pitcher of the month for the whatever? What is it? The International League or whatever like that. He was their pitcher of the month. That's great. It's awesome. Can we help the big club? I know we're trying to win a World Series in Gwinnett, you know, but can we get the big club going and all? Okay. Anyway. So he's back. So, again, I just want him up here. I just want him up here and pitching, and he should have been for the last 2 months. Meanwhile, who was that vagabond that we brought in from Tampa, Day-Day? Who's the guy that we were making fun of? I can't even remember his name now at this point. That vagabond that was just throwing meatballs up there. And
Yanni?
Yanni Chirinos. Yeah. Why was he here? Explain to me. Excuse me, baking powder. Why was he here? Taking away starts from Michael Soroka. Well, again, they had to manipulate his time served and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, make sure we got him, you know, for all of the years moving forward. Anyway, it's just ridiculous. If there were any questions or doubts, and I talked about this on my podcast this morning, Day-Day, the nail in the coffin for who's the MVP of the National League, it's over. It's Ronald Acuña Jr. 6-for-17, 3 homers, 6 RBI, 4 runs scored, 2 steals. He had in the series against LA, a 1,362 OPS. 421 on base, 353 batting average. Did everything. Any questions? Thank you, Mookie Betts. Thank you, Freddie Freeman, for playing. Thank you for coming. The race is over. Just hand him the MVP trophy now because the race is over. Sorry, ain't none of those guys breaking through after what he did over the weekend. If he's not, if you don't vote for Ronald Acuña Jr. as the MVP of the league, you hate the Braves. You have an agenda against the Braves because after what he's done this year and the performance that he had over the weekend, listen, Betts had 3 hits in the final game. Whoop-de-doo. You think he was the same factor that Ronald Acuña was over the first 3 games? Huh? Squeeze me? Baking powder? No, he wasn't. You know what? That picture, Day-Day, when Ronnie is rounding first base and Freddie's looking down with kind of his hands on his head, hang that in the Louvre. Hang that one in the Louvre. Put that one up on a billboard. Circling around Freddie with his, you know, shrunken shoulders.
That actually would be a good T-shirt.
Yeah, downtrodden look on his face. Just knowing that, you know, Ronnie and the Braves just went and kicked the crap out of him. So the NL's over. What do we say? Let's see here. MVP's over. NL's over. NL East is over. It's all over. It's all over. I think the Braves' magic number is 12 for the division now. I know it's 6 for the playoffs, as if the Braves aren't going to make the playoffs, right? First team to 90 wins. Now it's about the franchise record, which is, what, 104? I think the franchise record's 104 somewhere. So, again, just an unbelievable effort from Ronald Acuna. But that the race is over for the MVP in the National League. Now we can talk about the Cy Young at some point because, again, I think Strider is one of the three. I think it's Ian Snell and who's the kid from
the kid from the Cubs,
the,
right?
The Cubs, yeah. That's your three guys right now. All right, a couple other quick things to get to. Atlanta United with a draw over the weekend. Did not play well in the first half, but rallied and scrambled. They did what they had to do. Listen, it's a point, right? And you got to accumulate as many points as you possibly can, you know, over these next, what do they have? Only like a couple of weeks, a few weeks left, right? I mean, it's coming very quickly here to the end of the season. So good for them for getting a point. We'll talk to D. Orlando Ledbetter coming up at 7:40 as the Falcons prepare for Carolina. We're going to talk about this coming up here in the next segment. But I think this is an important game, and I'll express my importance level here coming up in about 5-6 minutes from right now. Big weekend in the world of college football. Told you, listen, that Day-Day. I brought this up to Matt Mershell, and I said, I think the SEC is going to go what in the three marquee games over the weekend? 0-3.
Yeah, you said 0-3. Yep.
I said Florida would lose by 2 touchdowns. I lost by 13. And they should have lost by more than that because they were manhandled by Utah in that game. I thought Florida State, listen, I picked them for the playoffs. Florida State was going to win, and North Carolina was going to win. So I gave you 0-3. Now the overreactions can begin. It'll really get amped up if Texas beats Alabama this weekend. Then the SEC is going to be, oh, the SEC's done. No, they ain't done because they still got the Georgia Bulldogs. Oh, well, they didn't do it. Okay, whatever. Again, line them up. Line them up when it matters, and let's see who's standing at the end of the day. We'll talk to Bill Bender, a buddy, coming up at 8:20. A lot to get into in the world of college football. Let me tell you, let me tell you something, and I know we got to go. Ohio State ain't winning the national title with Ryan Day as their head coach. I've said that for 2 years now. Their offense was dreadful, dreadful against Indiana. You got Ibuka and Marvin Harrison that combined for, what, 3 catches for 39 yards? No touchdowns? I guess they'll blame Brian Hartline now because now he's the technical play caller, right? Well, they got to be Ryan Day's fault. Their offense was putrid. Now, I know their quarterback play wasn't all that good and their offensive line play wasn't all that good. If they can't be better than that offensively, then they're toast. They ain't going to beat Michigan again. Let me tell you, Day-Day, they lose to Wisconsin, and I'll bring this up. No, they lose to Wisconsin and Michigan. Ryan Day will not be the coach of Ohio State. Mark my words, Ryan Day will not be the coach of Ohio State if they lose to Luke Fickell in Wisconsin and Jim Harbaugh in Michigan. And they may lose both those games when all is said and done. All right. Also, too, by the way, we'll talk to Bucky Brooks coming up at the 9 o'clock hour. Talk some Falcons and some NFL with him. All right. When we get back, lie, cheat, steal, I don't care what the Falcons have to do. Just get a win on Sunday. We'll talk about that next. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, 99 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Tuesday evening. Hope everybody had a nice long Labor Day weekend, nice and relaxing. It was nice just to have the day off to do nothing, right? I mean, just we hung out with my daughter and we did a whole bunch of running around and stuff like that, but it was just nice to not have any responsibility on a Monday, so always a good time. 404-726-0929, that's our phone line and our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. 20 minutes from right now, we'll talk to D. Orlando Ledbetter. As we get ready for Falcons' first game of the season at home, check that box off. Against the Carolina Panthers, check that box off. Against the debut of Bryce Young at quarterback for the Carolina Panthers, check that box. I know it's hyperbole. I know I'm over the top. I know I'm a homer. This is as important of an opening game as the Falcons have played in a long time. Day-Day, quick question for you. Do you know the last time that the Falcons actually won an opener to start the season? The last time the Falcons started 1-0 in NFL play. Just give me a guess.
I'm going to say the 20, because what was the season that they went 5-0 to start the season, right? What was that, 2017?
2017 is the last time that they, now, what else did they do in 2017?
That was Super Bowl run, right?
Nope.
No? What was that?
Say the year after.
Yo, that was year after.
That's the last time that they've made the playoffs, okay?
Gotcha.
Now, why do I say all this? Because I don't want to be 0-1, staring down 0-2, which gives you a 10% chance of getting to the playoffs. Historically, if you go 0-2, you only make the playoffs about 10% of the time. So if you can't beat a division rival, win at home against a team that wasn't better than you with a rookie quarterback and obviously, you know, a newer head coach with their franchise, then how are you going to sell me on 12 or 13 wins and we have the division wrapped up? Day-Day, I will say, I am stealing a page out of Eddie Guerrero's playbook. Lie, cheat, steal. Whatever we have to do. I don't care if we win 60-50. I don't care if we win 6-5. You have to win over Carolina at home in the division against the rookie quarterback, against a team that's not better than you. If we can't win, then you better not try to sell me on 12 or 13 wins, division, and you're going to say, whoa, it's a long season. No, it ain't. Because 0-2, you're done. If you get to 0-2, you're toast. And I don't want that hanging over our head to even think about the idea of 0-2. Let's go out and beat the Panthers. Like I said, I don't care if they play ugly. I don't care if they barely hang on by 1/3 of a point. I don't care. It's all about winning a football game. There are no style points in the NFL. There are no BCS computers to go up against. There's no Harris poll. There's no selection committee in the NFL. You either go to ESPN.com, click on the NFL standings page, and you either win enough games or you don't. That's it. That's all that matters at the end of the day. Did you win? Did you lose? Nobody cares about who you played. Nobody cares about what your division. Nobody cares about any of that stuff. If you win, you're in. Lose, you got no excuses. And whatever the Falcons have to do, lie, cheat, steal, score 60 points to win 60-59, score 6 points to win 6-5. Play ugly, play great, whatever. You have to win this game. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Because it will be a whole different conversation if you can't play, or if you can't beat the Carolina Panthers on your home field. Oh, and all indications are, there's a lot of indications about the fact that Brian Burns may not play in this game. He hasn't walked through, he hasn't been doing anything with the Panthers here. Not because he's hurt, because he wants a new contract. Not because he's injured, because he wants to get paid. And there's a definite chance that you won't see Brian Burns. Add that to the list as well. So, again, it may be hyperbole, you know, putting too much emphasis on, but it isn't coincidence that the last time we started off 1-0 is also the last time that we found ourselves into the playoffs. And you can't start off on a negative foot and sell me on the idea of great head coach, quarterback, we're better, 12-13. You can't sell me on all of that. And I frankly don't care how they play. Just get a victory. Then as we go through the season, we'll analyze what they look like and how they play in this and the other. But just get me a victory on Sunday. I don't care if they commit 31 penalties, have 6 turnovers. If you can win 2.5 to 1.5 in that game, you find a way to get a victory out of all of it. Now, do I expect that Desmond Ridder or this or that or play bad or whatever like that? No, I don't. But this for me is not hyperbole. You have to find a way to get a victory in this game. And look, Carolina's a good defensive team, right? They've got some good personnel on defense. I don't think their offense is all that good. And we'll break down the game. You know, we'll talk to Torrey McElhaney tomorrow. We'll kind of get a little bit more into the game itself and everything like that. But this is not some world beater. And again, Bryce Young is making his first ever NFL start when it counts. Limited action through, you know, the preseason for all of these guys. Doesn't matter. Now it's for real. Now you got to find a way to get a victory against a divisional opponent on your home field against a team that's not better than you with a rookie quarterback and potentially their best defensive player that is out of the game. 404-726-0929. Let's grab Allison out in Atlanta. What's going on, Allison?
Hey, good evening. How you doing?
I am great. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. The one thing I truly want to see, and I agree with you with everything that you said, red zone efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we're at, you know, our 10-yard line and we can't score, or their 10-yard line and we can't score, we're inside the red zone and can't score, and we got to kick field goals again this year, I really and truly just think I'm just gonna drive an infield rake in the middle of my forehead.
I'm gonna tie Youngway Koo's leg to his. I'm gonna tie his legs together where he would have to use both feet to kick a football if we get down in the red zone and we have to settle for field goals. I'm not settling for field goals anymore.
Not anymore. Not with the talent that we have. You brought in Jonnu Smith, who supposedly is familiar with this offense.
Yep.
So if he can't help Kyle learn this offense and get better in this offense, then now I got to start questioning your talent evaluation and your scouting.
I also
have to start questioning, and I have questioned Arthur's play calling. So yeah, those are the things that I want. I mean, I'm excited to see the defense. The defense did show me something in preseason, so I'm excited to see that. You know, and hopefully, you know, Grady has some help, and he's just not worn out by the 10th game of the year. Again, I mean, I'm not expecting Calais to be a world beater and be the guy that he was 5 years ago, but at least you have somebody in there to bring some leadership, some toughness, to show some things, to spell some people, to just being part of that rotation for the defensive front.
Thank you, Allison. Good phone call. Appreciate the time. And look, I agree with her. What have we talked about? Red zone efficiency. And I'll, again, at the end of the day, for at least this week, as long as they win, again, we'll critique and we'll break things down and, you know, we'll analyze some things, but just find a way to win. And that's what's most important in a game like this. Again, lie, cheat, steal. Use the Eddie Guerrero, you know, mantra, lie, cheat, and steal. Whatever you have to do to be able to find a victory. And again, we should not be selling for field goals in the red zone, to Allison's point. Now, again, we may or may not have Cordero Patterson. Okay, I get that, but that doesn't change anything for me. Doesn't change a single solitary thing whether or not Patterson can play or not. You still have way too many weapons in the red zone. You have way too many weapons on offense. Way too much personnel on your offensive line. And I think I saw where Pro Football Focus had the Falcons as the number 7 offensive line going into this year. Got no problem with that. Even with their rookie starting at left guard. But you have to find a way to get it done come week one. You have to find a way to protect Desmond Ridder. And if you need to run it 67 times, run it 67 times. If that's how you need to do it, fine. If Desmond Ridder has to throw 4 passes in an entire game, fine. Like I said, at the end of the day, just win, baby. To quote the great Al Davis, find a way to win. D-Led on the other side, Chuck Green and Kia Studios, Sports Radio, 910 The Game, the Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Tuesday evening with you. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. All right, so full disclosure, what happened to D-Led?
He's in the middle of, he double booked himself.
Okay.
So he's in the middle of another show.
Do we just play virtual D-Led or what have you with it?
I know, we'd call Mike Bell, let him to impersonate.
Yeah, yeah. There's been a few good impersonations of D-Led over the years. So anyway, all right. So we won't talk to D-Led. So here's an interesting stat that I'm going to be curious to see is, and I was going to ask D-Led this. Desmond Ridder threw it. He averaged 28.75. pass attempts per game last year. In the four starts that he had, he averaged 28.75 pass attempts. Marcus Mariota averaged 23 pass attempts. So it was almost six pass attempts per game more than what Marcus Mariota said. And you would say, well, you know, that's not all that much. Yeah, I mean, for this team, you know, six pass attempts. Remember we talked about all last year about when this team was only throwing it 20 times a game, they were winning. And again, even that number is about 30% more, close to 30% more, not exactly, but close enough, let's say 25 at least percent more than what Marcus Mariota was throwing it. I'm going to be curious to see what kind of pass attempt numbers that Desmond Ridder is going to have. Will he be a guy that throws it, you know, somewhere in the 30 range? Again, 28.75, you know, that was our danger zone last year. When we were getting high up in attempts, that was our danger zone. And part of that was Marcus Mariota and his inability to run an offense and not turn the football over and, you know, not cost this team. Part of that was that. But, again, you still have a young quarterback. You still have a run-first set offense. And I wonder if, you know, for right now, if throwing it 30 times in a game is a sound strategy or not. If, Day-Day, I'll ask you, if I said over or under 29.5 pass attempts in week one, do you go over or under that number?
I'm under.
Yeah.
I'm under. I think they ease him into the higher spectrum of that. Maybe 20 to 25.
Okay, so here's what I'll ask.
Okay.
24.5, over, under.
I'll give you over 24.5.
Okay, all right. I think that number is going to be under. I think they're 22 to 24,
okay,
and they control the clock,
mm-hmm,
and they run the football at home and lean on their defense for this game.
Yeah.
Now, again, with all of the personnel that they have on offense, you say, well, you know, I mean, we got all these guys. Yeah, but I don't think they're going to put the ball in harm's way. I don't think for right now they're going to put the ball. And I know, look, on one hand, Desmond Ridder didn't play nearly as much as what we wanted. But on the other hand, he did start four games. And they were 2-2 in those four games. So he showed he can win football games. He showed he can help be a part of the solution. But I think for this week, I think that they run the football, control the clock, and they put a lot of pressure on Bryce Young. And we'll talk about that with Bucky Brooks later on, but when you have a rookie quarterback, I don't care if he's the first pick of the draft. I don't care if he's the 179th pick of the draft. You have to put consistent pressure on those quarterbacks. Force them out of their comfort zone. You know, again, when you're making your first start as a rookie in the NFL, you don't have that full grasp of everything. And that's not a knock on Bryce Young and his ability or anything like that. It's just the reality of a rookie quarterback in the NFL getting his first real taste of action. You keep constant pressure on him. You keep him uncomfortable. You keep him moving around in the pocket. And Bryce Young, by the way, yes, he can make some plays with his legs, but he doesn't necessarily want to make all the plays with his legs. He's not, you know, Lamar Jackson or that type of quarterback that, you know, he's a lot like Desmond Ridder in a lot of ways, that can they both move in around the pocket? Can they both make plays with their legs? Yes. Do they want to make plays with their legs? Maybe Ridder a little bit more than Young, but I still don't think that they want him to make a whole bunch of plays, you know, running around back there, you know, and certainly not running for his life or whatever. But you need to put constant pressure on Bryce Young. You need to make him uncomfortable all throughout the game. Don't let him get into a rhythm. Don't let him get into a groove. Don't let him get to where he completes 9 or 10 passes in a row. And I don't care if they're short passes. Don't let him get into a comfortable rhythm. Because if you grow his confidence, that's where I have this fear about, you know, what our defense ends up doing. And if we can't get consistent pressure, and the Carolina Panthers do have some issues on their offensive line. So it's not like that when we look at, you know, the Carolina Panthers and their offensive line prowess, we don't look at, you know, them as being, you know, one of the top teams in the NFL as far as offensive line goes. So again, consistent pressure coming after Bryce Young. Don't make him comfortable. Don't let him just stand back there and pick you apart. Because all of these guys, say what you will about them. I don't care if they're rookies. I don't care if they're 15-year veterans. If you allow NFL-caliber quarterbacks to stand clean in the pocket, they will all pick you apart. Think about some of the vagabond quarterbacks that we have seen pick this team apart over the last handful of years. I mean, literally over the last handful of years. And I think Ryan Nielsen, while he may not sell out per se, he's going to put a lot of pressure on them and put a lot of pressure on Bryce Young. And I think that he'll do multiple things to generate that. If he can't necessarily just get home with his front four, three or four, then he's going to try to, again, I think give, you know, the Kay Nellises and some Troy Anderson, I mean, try to get pressure from all different places. Who knows? Maybe even sneak a corner blitz, you know, in there or what have you. But with a rookie quarterback, make him uncomfortable. And I don't think that they're going to put the ball in too much harm's way, especially if, you know, Brian Burns is not there. If he ends up not playing, you know, that's arguably their best pass rusher. And, you know, again, you shouldn't have to be in a situation where you're having to throw it 30 times a game. I don't think they're even going to throw it 25 times in this game. I think it's going to be run. Even if Cordarrelle Patterson isn't there, Algier, Bijan Robinson, short passing game, don't get too cute, line up and mash them. Line up and push them around, and then get pressure on Bryce Young. Get pressure on him and force him to make some plays, force him to be uncomfortable back there. That's what you got to do with a rookie quarterback. And we'll see. Again, and as Allison mentioned to us in the last segment when she called in, look, red zone efficiency. I don't care if how many yards they get or, you know, what it runs up. Be efficient in the red zone. Score touchdowns in the red zone. What's the number that we've talked about? 66, 67%. Be 2 out of 3 touchdowns to field goals or no scores in the red zone. If we can live in that realm, we can be a top 5 red zone offense and we can be a highly efficient offense. And I don't think that this is a game where you got to go out and score 40. You don't have to go out and play dial-a-score with it. But you are going to have to score some points. And I think that Bryce Young is going to think he's going to crank that offense up, and I think he's going to, again, pull out some stops, but you can't let him stay comfortable. Can't let him be comfortable in this offense. And I will be curious to see, you know, what this team does right away, right? I will be curious to see defensively what this team's game plan is. Remember, last year when we played Carolina, you know, when who was it? What was the guy's name, Danny? P.J. Harvey or whatever that guy's name was for at quarterback for Carolina. Not the game on the road, but when they played here. I forget what that kid's name was, whatever. P.J. Walker or something like that. You know, again, guys like that even can pick us apart if you allow them. Think about what Bryce Young can do if you allow him to just stay clean in the pocket and things like that. So, defense, put pressure on Bryce Young, get after him, consistent pressure all game long, come from different places with your pressure, make him uncomfortable as you can be, make him throw under duress and things like that. And again, with the way our secondary played, let's see if we can force some turnovers. Let's see if we can figure out a way to create a couple of turnovers. We only averaged a turnover a game last year, 17 turnovers in 17 games. That number, it has to improve. It should improve. But more importantly is I think that it will improve because of the way our secondary is. With our secondary, the ability to intercept the ball, and obviously we need to create some fumbles and things. But again, I'm looking forward to what this defensive front can do to get after Bryce Young. I'm interested to see what they can do to get consistent pressure on him and make him as uncomfortable as you possibly can. It's not Derek Carr. It's not Aaron Rodgers, you know, that we're going up against. It's still, you know, yes, Bryce Young is the number one pick in the draft. But at the same time, he's still a rookie and still had very limited experience. Now, look, by the time we get to week 13 or 14, he may be a completely different-looking player. But for right now, in week one, you need to do everything you can to get pressure on him consistently. And look, if he beats you, he beats you. I mean, if he is all world and, you know, looks like he, you know, should be the number one pick, you know, of all time or whatever, okay, then that's a different argument. But I don't expect that I think Bryce Young will grow himself into being a very good quarterback, but I don't know that week one in his first start ever in the NFL on the road that we allow him to get comfortable and get in a rhythm and get in a groove for all of it. So we'll talk to Torrey McElhaney coming up tomorrow as we preview more of the game. We'll talk to Bucky Brooks coming up tonight at 9 o'clock. We'll get his thoughts about the Falcons. And we do talk about the quarterbacks and stuff. I mean, again, we're talking about, you know, rookie quarterbacks. And obviously, you know, there were some high-profile rookie quarterbacks taken in this year's draft. And, you know, again, Bryce Young may be all-world. He may be a bust. I mean, that's the thing about NFL rookie quarterbacks is you really don't know what you've got. And sometimes they get gun-shy. Sometimes you get these quarterbacks that, like David Carr, not Derek Carr. I'm talking about David Carr. David Carr was shell-shocked. He was just pounded into the turf behind that dreadful Houston Texans offensive line and just never fully recovered from it. All right, top of the hour, Pro Football, Falcons flyover. Pro Football Focus has some observations about the Falcons from training camp, plus some other news and notes as well. Chuckery hanging out in the Kia Studios with you. Sports Radio 910 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Tuesday evening with you. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. All right, so full disclosure, what happened to D-Led?
He's in the middle of, he double booked himself.
Okay.
So he's in the middle of another show.
Do we just play virtual D-Led or what have you with it?
I know, we'd call Mike Bell, get let him to impersonate.
Yeah. There's been a few good impersonations of D-Led over the years. So anyway, all right. So we won't talk to D-Led. So here's an interesting stat that I'm going to be curious to see is. And I was going to ask D-Led this. Desmond Ridder threw it. He averaged 28.75 pass attempts per game last year. In the four starts that he had, he averaged 28.75 pass attempts. Marcus Mariota averaged 23 pass attempts. So it was almost six pass attempts per game more than what Marcus Mariota said. And you would say, well, you know, that's not all that much. Yeah, I mean, for this team, you know, six pass attempts. Remember we talked about all last year about when this team was only throwing it 20 times a game, they were winning. And again, even that number is about 30% more, close to 30% more, not exactly, but close enough, let's say 25 at least percent more than what Marcus Mariota was throwing it. I'm going to be curious to see what kind of pass attempt numbers that Desmond Ridder is going to have. Will he be a guy that throws it, you know, somewhere in the 30 range? Again, 28.75, you know, that was our danger zone last year. When we were getting high up in attempts, that was our danger zone. And part of that was Marcus Mariota and his inability to run an offense and not turn the football over and, you know, not cost this team. Part of that was that. But, again, you still have a young quarterback. You still have a run-first set offense. And I wonder if, you know, for right now, if thrown it 30 times in a game is a sound strategy or not. If, Day-Day, I'll ask you, if I said over or under 29.5 pass attempts in week one, do you go over or under that number?
I'm under.
Yeah.
I'm under. I think they ease him into the higher spectrum of that. You know, maybe, you know, right. 20 to 25.
Okay, so here's what I'll ask.
Okay.
24.5, over, under.
I'll give you over 24.5.
Okay, all right. I think that number is going to be under. I think they're 22 to 24.
Okay.
And they control the clock, mm-hmm. and they run the football at home and lean on their defense for this game.
Yeah.
Now, again, with all of the personnel that they have on offense, you say, well, you know, I mean, we got all these guys. Yeah, but I don't think they're going to put the ball in harm's way. I don't think for right now they're going to put the ball. And I know, look, on one hand, Desmond Ridder didn't play nearly as much as what we wanted. But on the other hand, he did start four games. And they were 2-2 in those four games. So he showed he can win football games. He showed he can help be a part of the solution. But I think for this week, I think that they run the football, control the clock, and they put a lot of pressure on Bryce Young. And we'll talk about that with Bucky Brooks later on, but when you have a rookie quarterback, I don't care if he's the first pick of the draft, I don't care if he's the 179th pick of the draft, you have to put consistent pressure on those quarterbacks. Force them out of their comfort zone. You know, again, when you're making your first start as a rookie in the NFL, you don't have that full grasp of everything. And that's not a knock on Bryce Young and his ability or anything like that. It's just the reality of a rookie quarterback in the NFL getting his first real taste of action. You keep constant pressure on him. You keep him uncomfortable. You keep him moving around in the pocket. And Bryce Young, by the way, yes, he can make some plays with his legs, but he doesn't necessarily want to make all the plays with his legs. He's not, you know, Lamar Jackson or that type of quarterback that, you know, he's a lot like Desmond Ridder in a lot of ways, that can they both move in around the pocket? Can they both make plays with their legs? Yes. Do they want to make plays with their legs? Maybe Ridder a little bit more than Young, but I still don't think that they want him to make a whole bunch of plays, you know, running around back there, you know, and certainly not running for his life or whatever. But you need to put constant pressure on Bryce Young. You need to make him uncomfortable all throughout the game. Don't let him get into a rhythm. Don't let him get into a groove. Don't let him get to where he completes 9 or 10 passes in a row. And I don't care if they're short passes. Don't let him get into a comfortable rhythm. Because if you grow his confidence, that's where I have this fear about, you know, what our defense ends up doing. And if we can't get consistent pressure, and the Carolina Panthers do have some issues on their offensive line. So it's not like that when we look at, you know, the Carolina Panthers and their offensive line prowess, we don't look at, you know, them as being, you know, one of the top teams in the NFL as far as offensive line goes. So again, consistent pressure coming after Bryce Young. Don't make him comfortable. Don't let him just stand back there and pick you apart. Because all of these guys, say what you will about them. I don't care if they're rookies. I don't care if they're 15-year veterans. If you allow NFL-caliber quarterbacks to stand clean in the pocket, they will all pick you apart. Think about some of the vagabond quarterbacks that we have seen pick this team apart over the last handful of years. I mean, literally over the last handful of years. And I think Ryan Nielsen, while he may not sell out per se, he's going to put a lot of pressure on them and put a lot of pressure on Bryce Young. And I think that he'll do multiple things to generate that. If he can't necessarily just get home with his front four, three or four, then he's going to try to, again, I think give, you know, the Kay Nellises and some Troy Anderson. I mean, try to get pressure from all different places. Who knows? Maybe even sneak a corner blitz, you know, in there or what have you. But with a rookie quarterback, make him uncomfortable. And I don't think that they're going to put the ball in too much harm's way, especially if, you know, Brian Burns is not there. If he ends up not playing, you know, that's arguably their best pass rusher. And, you know, again, you shouldn't have to be in a situation where you're having to throw it 30 times a game. I don't think they're even going to throw it 25 times in this game. I think it's going to be run. Even if Cordarrelle Patterson isn't there, Algier, Bijan Robinson, short passing game, don't get too cute, line up and mash them. Line up and push them around, and then get pressure on Bryce Young. Get pressure on him and force him to make some plays, force him to be uncomfortable back there. That's what you got to do with a rookie quarterback. And we'll see. Again, and as Allison mentioned to us in the last segment when she called in, look, red zone efficiency. I don't care if how many yards they get or, you know, what it runs up. Be efficient in the red zone. Score touchdowns in the red zone. What's the number that we've talked about? 66, 67%. Be 2 out of 3 touchdowns to field goals or no scores in the red zone. If we can live in that realm, we can be a top 5 red zone offense and we can be a highly efficient offense. And I don't think that this is a game where you got to go out and score 40. You don't have to go out and play dial-a-score with it. But you are going to have to score some points. And I think that Bryce Young is going to think he's going to crank that offense up. And I think he's going to, again, pull out some stops. But you can't let him stay comfortable. Can't let him be comfortable in this offense. And I will be curious to see, you know, what this team does right away. Right? I will be curious to see defensively what this team's game plan is. Remember, last year when we played Carolina, you know, when who was it? What was the guy's name, Danny? P.J. Harvey or whatever that guy's name was for at quarterback for Carolina. Not the game on the road, but when they played here. I forget what that kid's name was, whatever. P.J. Walker or something like that. You know, again, guys like that even can pick us apart if you allow them. Think about what Bryce Young can do if you allow him to just stay clean in the pocket and things like that. So, defense, put pressure on Bryce Young, get after him, consistent pressure all game long, come from different places with your pressure, make him uncomfortable as you can be, make him throw under duress and things like that. And again, with the way our secondary played, let's see if we can force some turnovers. Let's see if we can figure out a way to create a couple of turnovers. We only averaged a turnover a game last year. 17 turnovers in 17 games. That number, it has to improve. It should improve. But more importantly is, I think that it will improve because of the way our secondary is. With our secondary, the ability to intercept the ball, and obviously we need to create some fumbles and things. But again, I'm looking forward to what this defensive front can do to get after Bryce Young. I'm interested to see what they can do to get consistent pressure on him and make him as uncomfortable as you possibly can. It's not Derek Carr. It's not Aaron Rodgers, you know, that we're going up against. It's still, you know, yes, Bryce Young is the number one pick in the draft. But at the same time, he's still a rookie and still had very limited experience. Now, look, by the time we get to week 13 or 14, he may be a completely different looking player. But for right now, in week one, you need to do everything you can to get pressure on him consistently. And look, if he beats you, he beats you. I mean, if he is all world and, you know, looks like he, you know, should be the number one pick, you know, of all time or whatever, okay, then that's a different argument. But I don't expect that I think Bryce Young will grow himself into being a very good quarterback, but I don't know that week one in his first start ever in the NFL on the road that we allow him to get comfortable and get in a rhythm and get in a groove for all of it. So we'll talk to Torrey McElhaney coming up tomorrow as we preview more of the game. We'll talk to Bucky Brooks coming up tonight at 9 o'clock. We'll get his thoughts about the Falcons. And we do talk about the quarterbacks and stuff. I mean, again, we're talking about, you know, rookie quarterbacks. And obviously, you know, there were some high-profile rookie quarterbacks taken in this year's draft. And, you know, again, Bryce Young may be all-world. He may be a bust. I mean, that's the thing about NFL rookie quarterbacks is you really don't know what you've got. And sometimes they get gun-shy. Sometimes you get these quarterbacks that, like David Carr, not Derek Carr, I'm talking about David Carr. David Carr was shell-shocked. He was just pounded into the turf behind that dreadful Houston Texans offensive line and just never fully recovered from it. All right, top of the hour, Falcons flyover. Pro Football Focus has some observations about the Falcons from training camp, plus some other news and notes as well. Chuckery hanging out in the Kia Studios with you. Sports Radio 910 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.